True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So did you need a little nappy poo, Grant? Little nappy poo after late night last night? It is Grant McCauley. He is our baseball insider. And Braves win last night. Boy, I mean, look, a lot of people fell asleep not knowing if this game was going to continue or not.
I did.
2:45, I think, rain delay. But, Grant, we know you did. And, boy, we needed that one last night, didn't we?
Well, if you did fall asleep, the good news is the Braves set off an alarm to let you know that they won by playing a train whistle for, depending on reports, 3 to 5 to 7 or more minutes.
Wow. That,
as I like to say, you could probably hear from space. So there is that, and they were able to come through with, I think, a much-needed win, a much-needed series win, B. And then when you consider who it was against, how it happened, everything that went into it, this starts to look and feel a lot more like the Atlanta Braves team that we were expecting to see. Competitive, they got the good pitching, they were able to get the hits when they needed them, they got some heroics at the plate, and the bullpen did its job as well on what was anything but an ideal night, and the ideal conditions or circumstances for picking up a win, they found a way to do it, and that sends them out onto the road with a little bit of momentum. They stop in Tampa, and then, of course, the trip up to Toronto, where we could have some very interesting news, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Yeah, man. And by the way, the game, I heard the Philly fans upset because they had to get all the way to the airport at 2 in the morning or whenever, and they got all night. I know that's what I said, Grant. But do you give the umpires credit, though, for getting the game in, considering the Braves already had one rainout on their schedule or one postponement with the Marlins?
Look, nobody wants to continue to tack on doubleheaders just because there is a storm. And I think that the lightning also played a big part in it, but obviously there were some torrential downpours. But if there is a chance to make up a – or excuse me, to get a game in and not have to make it up, every effort is supposed to be made. Usually that's only a couple of hours. This is a little bit longer than that, but they felt like they had the window. They were able to get it in, and I think it's just one of those things where both teams had to go through it. Both teams were heading out on the road, so it's the same general feeling, I'm sure, on both sides. It just feels better if you win.
Grant McCauley joining us, guys, as we talk about our Braves. Let's talk about the pitching, specifically the starting pitching. The bullpen was great last night, but you know, I think it kind of got lost with the rain delay. What did you think about the starter last night and how Grant Holmes performed?
Well, Spencer Schwellenbach was tremendous in last night's game for sure. And that's just something we've come to expect from him. I just got done putting together a long piece for the Marietta Daily Journal, which should be out tomorrow, where it's not just enough to, you know, hear from Spencer Schwellenbach, who will tell you a little bit about what his insights are and how he was feeling out there and all the good stuff that you hear from an athlete after a start and how they performed. But I wanted to get a feeling from some other Braves. What exactly is it that makes him so special and helps him do what he does? And Grant Holmes said that it's consistency. It helps that every pitch of the 6 pitches that he throws are elite, but it's just the consistency and the work ethic and the fact that it just seems like he's the same pitcher every time he goes out there. And that is saying a lot for a young arm who had 110 minor league innings, had basically his career, as soon as he was drafted, derailed by elbow surgery, and then came up to the big leagues last year, and all he did was throw a career-high number of innings and has just picked up right where he left off last year. Looks even better this year. Austin Riley also had a lot of praise for just, you know, how excellent those pitches are. And then I asked Drake Baldwin, what's it like to catch a guy like this? And he said, we know he tells us we've got the six pitches, but he also has a plan for which ones of them he wants to use against what hitter it is. He's already got that kind of mapped out. So it's not, hey, I'm going to go up and face every hitter and I'm going to show him six pitches. If he thinks he can get you out with two or three, he'll go with those two or three. If he needs to make adjustments, he'll do that off the back end. So it's just very impressive to see a pitcher at 24, soon to be 25 years old, with such a limited amount of innings, who was a shortstop in college, come up and do the kind of stuff that he's done. And it's still, to me, crazy to talk about a pitcher that throws six different pitches and none of them are just to show me it's in my back pocket every once in a while. It's six pitches he believes in, he throws with conviction.
He looks great, man, as we said, until Chris Sale gets it dialed into like Cy Young form. He is the ace right now, man. Grant, the other thing, the bullpen, much maligned at times this season, bullpen. They did a great job last night, especially the pressure of extra innings for the most part.
Yeah, and I think it's going to kind of come together. I mean, there was some wonky stuff on the road trip. I mean, we can question, all right, if Hector Neris is good enough to throw in a one-run game, how's he getting DFA'd 3 days later? I don't know what the answer to that is, but it kind of was what it was. Maybe he could have benefited from the same thing that Craig Kimbrell's having, which is extended time in Florida to get himself ready after being signed late and having the opportunity to go throw somewhere else. But overall, you're going to need different guys at different times. It can't just be Raisel Iglesias and Daisbell Hernandez and Dylan Lee and Pierce Johnson that do all the heavy lifting. You're going to have some others. Maybe Rafael Montero will be able to help out in that regard. Aaron Bummer's on the bereavement list. I'm not sure what all the details are with that, but obviously something going on family-wise for him. So he'll be out for a little while, but he's another guy that you look at and you need him to be the veteran that he is and come in and throw you some quality innings. And I think for the most part, he's done that as well. But you'll keep adding and subtracting, I guess, from the bullpen. It's kind of attrition throughout the course of the year by performance or by injury or by both, and you'll figure out what works for you. But hopefully, this is a sign of things to come, that this is a pen that obviously knows its job and just kind of has to figure out whose role is what and how they can best help the team.
What do you think about the fake Marcell Ozuna?
No, I mean, it's impressive. I've seen that guy around the ballpark. He's in a Manny Pena jersey, and you don't miss that too often because
no.
Pena was here, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Right.
He was in the Sean Murphy trade. I think he played like a week for the Braves before he got hurt. So, you know, I'm always, this is a little inside baseball, all pun intended for me, I'm always looking at the jerseys people are wearing. I'm fascinated by them. Like, why do you show up at a Braves game wearing a Derek Jeter jersey? I don't know.
Right.
But some people do. It's just a lot of the oddball behavior. But then I look for, okay, who has bought the different random game-used jerseys from the game-used store? Because I like to go look at those. And the Manny Pena one always, you know, popped out to me. But this guy, in full uniform, in his Big Bear glory last night, I think that's a little bit of something you can also draw from because, you know, the Braves and their fans went through it the first week. So every little place that you're able to maybe drive a little bit of joy, you're going to, I think, latch on to that, except for the train horn. I don't think we need as much of the train horn.
It's like when they had that extra innings game with the Mets and they did with the fireworks at like 4 a.m. It is
a lot like that.
Grant McCauley's with us guys on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, so when are we going to see Strider?
So I think the news now is that, as we expected, Spencer Strider, after that terrific start for Gwinnett yesterday afternoon, is going to accompany the club on this road trip, throw a side session. Now, clearly he was feeling good enough to, A, get on the plane and head down to Tampa. And then I think they could line him up to start on Wednesday against the Toronto Blue Jays. So that, obviously, we've talked about this a lot, could be a huge boost for this club. And the way he's looking, I mean, it's exactly the kind of thing you need if you're trying to stabilize your pitching staff. So we could be seeing him very soon, and some would argue maybe not a moment too soon to get Spencer Strider back in the rotation.
All right, the latest on Acuna, let's recap this again for those who might have missed it yesterday. Going back to L.A., and then what happens?
Yeah, so he'll head out to Los Angeles. Doctors will take a look at him, and they will just go ahead and, I think, just give him that final sign-off on changing direction while he's running. That's in the bases, ramping up his outfield work, you know, all the things that he needs to do to be a 100% and cleared to do all of the baseball activities. Now, he's not going to need to do that for a number of weeks afterwards. This is more of a just a final sign-off and go ahead and get out on a rehab assignment shortly after that. So he's gotten a ton of at-bats down in Florida. Brian Snitker said those at-bats, I don't know what the exchange rate is for the major leaguers that he's going to be facing, but he's had the swing working. He's been doing everything he can. This is kind of that final hurdle that he needs to clear to get himself out on the rehab assignment and get himself back with a big league club, perhaps in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
All right, guys, we're looking for the bounce. And I know, Grant, we've said this a million times, and we said this about the Hawks. We've said this about, I mean, the Braves last year. Is this the game, I mean, because of the nature of it, you know, kind of like a big vibe against a rival that's really been, you know, keeping, let's be honest, us out of moving any further in the postseason. Is this the game that is the springboard?
Yeah, I think it has to be here in the early going. And, you know, Austin Riley talked about this yesterday when asked about, okay, well, you know, are you looking at this series? Are you looking at the next series? Are you looking at the month of April? Is it too early to look at the standings? The answer to that last one I can tell you is yes. He said, we just got to go day to day with this. You know, we didn't start out the way we want to. That's no secret. Everybody knows it, but we can't spend any more time dwelling on that. And I think winning games the way that they did, winning series the way that they did, because think about it, they were, you know, and again, almost doesn't count, but they were pretty close to having a chance to sweep away the Phillies in that series. That's coming a long way from the club that came back from the West Coast 0-7. Could you argue maybe they should have been 2-5? Probably. However, it didn't work out that way. So they've gotten some wins I think they very much needed. Now they need to keep this momentum going out on the road and see if they can't come home with a little better trip this time around.
You like the fact, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it, but Mike was mentioning the ticket prices down there in Tampa because they're playing at the, you know, the training facility of the Yankees. I think it's kind of cool, to be honest with you.
$8 to get in there tomorrow, Grant.
I think that's very cool. I mean, you're going to have to get creative when you're a major league team that gets displaced, and obviously the circumstances of that are regrettable. But, you know, Tampa Bay baseball fans, of which I promise there are some, I work for that organization, they've been through a lot, clearly, and they have had a very good team for the majority of the last decade plus. So, yeah, it's an interesting situation, but I think if you're not embracing the full opportunity to make this as fan-friendly as possible, then you are absolutely missing the point. So I think it's very neat to be able to get into a major league regular season game if it's got to be played there and maybe not have to take out a second mortgage to do it.
Is this the week that everyone comes back from Easter vacation, or this is the Easter vacation for kids to be away from, like Disney World and stuff? This is the time.
What they call, it's their spring break,
right?
I guess. Yes.
Because, Grant, I got to be honest, I'm looking right now, like lower level, I mean, literally behind the home plate, like for $41. I mean, you couldn't beat that. Anyway, if you got friends that are down in Disney World or doing Busch Gardens or something, hey, psst, swing on over to Tampa.
It's real.
Because you can't beat it. By the way, the Braves look great. The other teams in this division, the Mets, I mean, do you feel it's going to kind of be, the Mets are going to get their ish together, or you feel like this is as good as it's going to be, or the Mets get healthy, that'll be better? The Phillies, we kind of already saw what they've got. Their bullpen is a little inconsistent, too. So what is your take on the division so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'm not going to make any big determination based on the first couple of weeks, because the Mets showed us last year they can get off to a slow start and then they find another gear and got themselves into the postseason when I don't think anybody expected it. Now, those expectations are completely different when you start talking about the Philadelphia Phillies. We know who they are.
Right.
Marlins and Nationals, I don't know. There's some young players in Washington are worth watching. Are they going to be able to take a big step forward? Not so sure about that, but I've said this and I'll continue to say it. Every single year, there's a club that, you know, they may not win the division, but they're going to cause somebody else a really hard time in trying to win it. So all of those games are important, obviously, head-to-head. There aren't as many of them anymore. But from a big-picture standpoint,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Standpoint, I don't think we've had quite enough to know who exactly is going to be where at the end of September, but I definitely think that the Braves, the Mets, and the Phillies, they've got plenty of time in front of them to turn this thing into quite a fight, and that's kind of what I expected coming into the year. Certainly from Philadelphia, can't rule out the Mets, and for the Braves, I mean, their expectation every year is to win this division, and they've just got to get things turned around so they can give themselves a chance to do that.
Well, one thing for certain, the Mets just had a six-game win streak snapped by the Marlins. So they're obviously doing something right, but I don't know much about Toronto other than they gave Vlad the big deal. So, yeah, so Rays and then Toronto, hopefully we can put our own little stretch together of maybe 5 out of 6 or something.
Yeah, that would certainly be what you want. I mean, the Blue Jays are an interesting team in that they do have some young stars. Obviously, they're keeping Guerrero around. Will they keep Bo Bichette? We'll find out. I don't think he's been quite as productive, obviously, and that's an understatement, as Guerrero has to get a $500 million deal, but he is a talented young player, so they've got to make that decision. They've got some pretty good pitchers, too. And the Rays, I don't know. Every single year, you look at them and you think, oh, well, maybe this is when they finally run out of whatever magic dust it is they sprinkle on these players that they get. But then you look around in the middle of the summer and you're like, oh, they're right there in the wild card, or, oh, they're sitting on top of the American League East, which may not happen this year, but they're a club I never look over. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, the Braves match up with a couple of clubs that certainly plan on being competitive this year and have the players to do it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.